Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Let's go back in time to the early days of World War II, 1941, Manzanar, and the Japanese-American incarceration. Yeah, hang with me. This graphic novel is fabulous because it approaches that time, and specifically Manzanar, and how it impacted a lot of Japanese Americans and how the camp was in a way that I've never seen. It's entertaining, doesn't water down the subject, but it takes it from soup to nuts. Let me explain for a second. Seen and unseen, what Dorothy Lange, Toyo Miyatake, and Ansel Adams' photographs reveal about the Japanese American incarceration. That's a mouthful, isn't it? It's from Elizabeth Partridge and Lauren Tamaki. And it's kind of like a book. It's kind of like a graphic novel. It's all nonfiction and all entertaining. What it does, it takes three photographers who photographed Manzanar back in the day, and it shows their work as well as highlighting a couple of the people who were imprisoned there, a couple of the Japanese Americans who were incarcerated there at Manzanar. And if you're saying to yourself, I don't even know what Manzanar is, well, that was the main, I'll call it the most well-known Japanese-American incarceration camp for those citizens in the early days of World War II, when the American government overreacted, underreacted, who knows what you want to say. War is a horrible thing, and this book, Seen and Unseen, doesn't flinch at it. Basically, it says the Japanese-American citizens who were there, they were completely wronged. And it gives you a conclusion to it also, one that I never knew, and that's in the subnotes of the book. That's what's so fascinating, is that it covers the camp, Manzanar, from the time it opened, a little bit about the camp, and the residents, the inmates, who were there and who had to stay there, as well as what happened to their lives back home, and to an extent afterwards. It's fascinating, it really is. For me, it's the best book on the Japanese-American incarceration that we've seen. We've seen a couple of them. The most famous is George Takei's graphic novel from a couple years ago. That was okay, but it didn't really educate folks about the Japanese-American incarceration, specifically Manzanar. It did to an extent, but Seen and Unseen does a much better job at educating and giving readers who don't know anything about what happened a great deal of insight into why it happened, how it impacted people, and why it will hopefully never happen again. One can hope. It's a fabulous graphic novel that falls between graphic novel and nonfiction text. Check it out for yourself. It is Seen and Unseen from Elizabeth Partridge and Lauren Tamaki.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.